The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Welcome back to the show, man. How you doing, Boo?
Chilling. I'm great.
Roth?
I'm
hanging in there. Right,
yeah, it's a good day.
Let's get rolling. Josh, if you can please. Okie dokie. Welcome back. It's the Fat Signal. How y'all doing? This episode is going to be a little bit different. We're recording this early October with the intent to release late October for Halloween. But if
they don't need to know that.
Hey, man, I'm trying to be fucking transparent with our goddamn audience. I'm trying to be cool, and you're coming in and just raining on my parade, dude. You don't got to do that. I didn't ask you.
Oh, you didn't like that? How was it? That didn't feel right. Didn't feel good?
It didn't feel right. I'm just trying to be cool with the audience members. And you got to come in and give me your fucking bullshit.
Didn't feel good, huh?
Didn't feel good.
Shut up.
Hit that like, subscribe.
Shut up.
Fuck off.
All right, now back to fucking Tim. No, you didn't like it, huh?
I wasn't a fan.
So know that next time when someone else is speaking, to shut the fuck up then.
All I was going to say is this episode's a little bit different. We wanted to do like a scary story session, like fucking campfire shit, but we wanted to make it a little bit special. This is the Fat Signal. We do nerd shit, we do pop culture shit, and what's more pop culture shit than anything that's in the fucking public domain. So we picked out some fucking public domain characters, stories, and we turned them into horror slasher adventure thriller pitch proposals, flicks, shows, whatever the fuck. Who knows?
This week we're going to do fucking public domain shit you can fucking make for free, your own fucking story, and won't get sued.
Hopefully. Yeah. You never know who owns what.
So great. Yeah,
like, I don't know about that. Seriously. Tim's over here. All right, guys. You know, Section 8, you know, we're sitting here. Scary.
It's
stories.
Not me who's going to say it is all I'm saying. That's Ooh. Not like, I'm not aiming for it.
Snip's over here. Like a no, I'm only saying it.
Listen,
intro.
I only say that shit because in doing research for my own shit, I found shit got a little
no,
weird.
No, I'm still on your reading rainbow fucking weak ass fucking intro explaining what our episode's about. You are, digga, this isn't Schoolhouse
if you can
Rock.
If you can get past me like treating the audience like fucking decent people for once. All I'm trying to say is in doing research for my bullshit.
Where is my shit teaching them like they're stupid and you're saying they're decent?
They're here to fucking be entertained.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If they want
to.
Tim.
Why are we stuck on this?
Open up a fucking math. Open up a math fucking tutorial podcast later with them and talk about math. And all
who's going first?
We're going to let you go first. All right, Roth. What's your idea?
Let's let Roth go first.
Let's hear Roth.
Okay, fine. Let's hear Roth.
Let me precede Roth's story with this, by the way. He gave me so much bullshit on Discord for not being ready. Motherfucker, am I ready enough? Am I goddamn continue?
It was for not being ready? I didn't even realize what the fucking argument was about. I just knew it was having fun.
Not...
So how are we doing? Are we pitching in the whole story like a story or just pitching in like a movie?
Give us the most condensed version of the story that you can. Because like we could either stop at the pilot or just like if it's good enough, we'd like to hear it more. So like if you're going to give us all of it, give us like the most bite-sized version you can.
All right, that works out. Okay.
But don't read through it like a fucking robot Frankenstein, dude.
Like you?
Put some energy in it.
Like you, my brother? We're good.
Yes. Yes, like me. I do it the best.
You read the best?
Yeah, huh? I mean, well, technically speaking.
Well, so we're starting off the whole thing kind of like Unsolved Mysteries, trying to figure out what the fuck just happened.
Who's your IP? Who's your character? You didn't say.
Alice from Alice in Wonderland. Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. The Scarecrow. The Cowardly Lion. And Snow White.
So okay, so you're doing the
a couple little oddball characters.
You're doing the classic literature Ready Player One. Got it. All right, let's continue.
Oh yeah, it's totally ready. Getting Ready Player One. You guys are gonna like this, or maybe you won't. I give a fuck. So we start off with a big ass fucking pile of coke and Snow White. I'm sorry, and Dorothy and Alice just fucking snorting it up. Dorothy's got a gun in her hand and she's fucking, you know, just playing around. They get a fucking phone call from the Cowardly Lion. Hey, I just got Snow White. You guys want to come in? Dorothy in the background, she's a Hollywood madam kind of deal. Big fucking cokehead. So they go out to Oz to go pick up Snow White.
Ruff. I'm gonna pause you right there for like 1 second. I'm following what's happening so far. What I'm gonna ask for though is I need you to tell this to me like we're surrounded by surrounding a campfire. Like this is a scary story. I need you to scary story tell this to me, brother.
Why don't you go first, my brother, and then I'll go afterwards. So it doesn't sound like some shit.
Okay. All right. You cool with that, Boo?
Looks like somebody wasn't prepared. Go ahead.
I got my story.
Then apparently you don't, because you need to see some ideas. You just said out of your own mouth.
I want to see what he has in mind. What he's thinking.
Please stop me and tell me if I'm getting like, you know, too explainy too, because I understand I could make mistakes as well. But anyway, my character was fucking Zorro. The story opens like a classic swashbuckler story. We have our hero Zorro fucking chasing down this stolen cart. It's got some fucking stolen artifacts that was dug up from a dig location earlier, but he doesn't know what it's about. They're chasing this down, and you got some classic swashbuckling action. He takes out his whip, fucking takes a bandito off the wagon, and then he jumps on the motherfucker, and they have a knife and gun fight. They're clanging knives. They're fucking whipping out the one-shot pistols. Bandito gets one off. He fucks up the motherfucker, and Zorro finally gets off the one shot he's ever shot with a pistol that we've actually seen, and the bandito flies off. So Zorro saves the fucking cart, right? We get off, the cops show up, and Zorro essentially hands over everything over to the cops. The fat Garcia cop goes, well, thanks, man. Thank you for helping us out. He explains what the items were, and eventually he just says, we're going to take this back to the cuartel, lock it up. Homeboy Reyes over here is going to keep watch while I go to the fucking tavern and drink my ass off with my favorite wine. Right? So,
Can I pause you real quick? Where the fuck is that in a Halloween setting at all or anything? You've been talking for literally 2 minutes now, and you've mentioned not one bit of a Halloween setting.
I'm just doing
what you pulled for Roth right now, because you're sounding like Roth right now to this point, but I'll let you continue and give you more.
Okay. So I've done is set up the main inciting little incident, right? They go home, they wake up in the morning. It's, and for context, for date and time, if you really want to go there, it's mid-October. It's like, it's around Dia de los Muertos coming up. So it's like, but that's not the immediate catch just yet. Don Diego fucking wakes up in his fucking hacienda doing his Don Diego shit, right? Going around acting all haughty. And then he feels something is a little off. Something's not right in the hacienda. He goes up to Bernardo and he asks him the same thing. And Bernardo is his mute assistant. He doesn't speak. They fucking Jane Silent Bob. Like, you know, that's essentially their relationship. He goes up to them. Hey, do you feel... am I weird? Is something off? And Bernardo is like, right? Doing whatever. But they're like, I have a feeling something's going on. They go to the Z cave. They hit up the little switch in their mansion. Fireplace opens up. They go inside. Normal, usual. They go down their little, you know, dungeon crawling thingy. You know, it's all spooky cobwebs and shit. They get down to the main area of the Z cave. And they couldn't have expected this. But what they find is a fat dead body dressed up as Zorro, flayed. Next to him is a flayed dead horse. And all there is a note saying, I know who you are, signature T. And that's how our main story opens up. Should I continue, or is that enough of a pitch for you?
I think we should hear the second act. What do you think, Boo? All right, so I'll go next.
He didn't did the exact same thing you were doing, so we're going to let him get to his opening. Go ahead, Ralph.
So we have Dorothy on a boat with Alice from Wonderland, and they're fucking going down to Oz to pick up Snow White. Dorothy's a high class gangster, so she's on the way down. When they get to the pier, to wherever the docking bay, what do they find? Nothing but a bunch of dead monkeys all over the place, and just That's pieces racist. of munchkins all over. Nothing but blood, gore everywhere.
Are these confused. Oz monkeys or are these black people?
These are the monkeys that are flying around in Oz.
Okay.
So they're all fucking, they've all been butchered.
Just the way you said it, it sounded like you were sliding.
I'm prejudiced towards monkeys, bro. I'm prejudiced towards monkeys. Fuck them fools.
See how it sounded? See how it sounded, Tim? Sounded a little bit racist right there, right?
I don't like monkeys.
Ooh. He doesn't like monkeys. What are you going to do?
They steal kids and shit, fucking steal cars, ride motorcycles. Okay. Continue, so then they show up on shore, and Dorothy's contact is the Tin Man. He's kind of the muscle now in Oz, now that they've taken out the wizard. And what do they find? A stack of fucking soda cans. So basically the Tin Man's been flattened out, killed, and turned into cans. So now they're kind of like, they're a little bit freaked out, but the person that called them over was the Cowardly Lion, so now they're off their way to find him. When they get to the Cowardly Lion's house, they find the Mad Hatter covered in syringes full of heroin, on one, fucking petting the Cheshire Cat that's fucking just a corpse. And we find a lion rug right underneath his feet. So someone just decided to, you know, take out the Cowardly Lion too. So they find the Cowardly Lion dead. And all the right. Mad Hatter is fucking beyond blitz right now.
The lion is dead.
That's the first act.
Now here comes Boo with... Just now, it's my turn to speak. Nobody else's story is important. Let me go now. Let's go. Let's do it.
No, you can say that. I let you. Did I interrupt anybody?
No, while they spoke good.
At all. Did I first off?
Before Who said you say anything that, about interrupting?
But you the way your comment was.
It's in the way you carry yourself.
No, but
you just
comment,
can't wait.
What?
To
no,
get
I gotta
to your
listen. Tim, you're talking. There's no visual. I gotta listen. If you want, I know your story verbatim. You told me, and you've only said it once. I could be a dick and not listen. And start looking at my paperwork like this and start going over my story in my head. But no, I listen to both your
Feels
fucking
like
stories.
You might as well have, sir.
You can feel how you want to feel. That's you. But I'm telling
that
you what went
me.
Down.
I appreciate no faces. I appreciate the listening. That was fucking dope.
I heard Roth's shit where he's sitting there drug tin man cans. It's a whole seven type setup. Your shit started off as a swashbuckling fucking Indiana Jones shit that went to the nigga, went home, and then found a fucking body with a
That's
replica
That's great. You
of
can listen,
shit.
But you're
okay,
not as excited.
Okay. Oh, do you want me to go?
Yeah, I would like some facial
well, you're not
reactions.
Getting that. I'm sorry. I'm listening
like
to your
some,
shit.
I would like
I'm listening
some,
to your shit.
I would like
well,
some fake
your
reactions
you're
on
not
your
getting
part.
One. You're not getting one.
Actually, I kind of appreciated. I kind of appreciated the attention.
Can
this,
I go?
This time.
Can I go now? You
no.
don't have to do shit. Fuck.
I don't want you to go.
All right, go ahead. Your turn.
I'm fucking kidding. Hurry up and go. Jesus Christ.
I wasn't tripping. That's what I'm saying. You want to go? Go. You can so give me. You can go your third. You can go your third, fourth before I go. I'm not tripping.
No, it doesn't. It just doesn't seem like you're interested.
You
it doesn't seem
yeah,
like
Tim. Coming from you, you can't say that because we would tell you this, and you would literally say, "You can't tell me how I feel." Coming from you, that's sounding real cop outish. So relax. We'll stop from there, and I'll go because that's
all
what you
I'm
used to say.
All I'm saying is the reaction I got doesn't make me want to go with my second act. I didn't feel no enthusiasm. I'm like, okay, you guys.
Rob's, I'm sorry. Rob's act was more Halloweenish because it hit with two murders. Yours was just a replica murder, and this is act one. What do you expect
replica
me to get
murder.
Out of
what
it?
What do you mean? How replica murder? They're flayed bodies. How? That's pretty grotesque.
Okay. I apologize. I'll give you more facial expressions the next act, okay?
No, I don't believe it now. My story's done. Go.
Okay. It's an October night, my in Golden Showers, the city of Golden Showers. Three bodies were found in Snowball River. Three dead bodies were found in Snowball River. They were hookers. Alice, Betty Boo, and Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
You fucking horrible bastard. You put Betty Boo in
there. They had a... Now, one rookie detective and one old school vet. Bosco was the old school, and the new rookie detective on scene to do this crime scene is Sherlock Holmes. They're literally... cartoon in a motherfucking Sherlock Holmes, so you get the whole Roger Rabbit type thing, but very crazy. Now, when they're over there observing the three bodies over there in fucking Snowball River, they realize they find a card in one of the hookers' motherfucking shits. That's Bosco right there. That's the vet cop. And Sherlock Holmes is the new rookie on scene in Golden Showers, the city. Going forward, while they're looking and observing this shit, they find a card stuffed in the mouth of Betty Boo's titties. And it said Truffle Butter, the club Truffle Butter, which is the first and one and only sex toy, all vegan restaurant and strip club in Golden Showers. And that club is ran by the Huck Finn family. Huck Finn, you don't know about him. He's one of the most racist motherfuckers. He said, nigga, I don't know goddamn how many times. Now, he said it more than Django and Leonardo DiCaprio said it. We're going to stop right there for act one.
I got to hear more.
Yeah, just go with act two. Fuck it.
No, hey, we can go ahead, Roth.
Pretty good, fucker. Let him go.
No, go ahead. Roth, act two, please.
Yeah, okay. So they just found it.
You see how mine kept you interested a little bit?
Yeah,
off the back, it starts off with, you know.
I just think you don't have a general interest for my subject matter, and that's
Oh,
fine.
My God, Tim, stop with the, it's always me.
I didn't say it's always you.
I was enjoying, I'm waiting, I'm looking forward to act two. The comic's coming out next month, I heard about, and there's a replica body that got filleted. And it's not Zorro, but it's a fat dude and a fat horse, which I don't get why you made a fat horse, but.
The horse isn't fat, but it doesn't matter. The comic's canceled.
You're an asshole. You're so weird because I didn't give you an actual write on. Go ahead, Roth. This is Tim, bro.
But I want to hear
seriously.
Too.
Yeah, I want to hear it too. But go ahead, bro.
All right. So let's see. So Dorothy tries to put a bullet in the Mad Hatter's head because he's all fucking on one, and he takes off just running naked, bunch of needles hanging off him, and that's it. So from there, they decide, okay, well, fuck it. Let's go find Oz. Let's go see what this motherfucker's got. So they go out to find Oz. When they get there, he's hanging from the ceiling off a bunch of hooks. He has one ear, no eyes, no tongue. So the whole point... So, of course, they can't figure out what's going on. All of a sudden, you hear a little girl laughing in the background. Little girl laughing and laughing and laughing. Like what's that?
No, Tim.
Well, he doesn't need it. No, but I don't think he needs it.
I don't know why you needed it, Tim.
Yeah.
Because I'm sensitive.
Bro, I thought your story was okay. No, I'm fucking with you. It was good.
So, yeah, they find him. They find the little girl laughing. So that's the second act.
Okay.
Tim?
That's pretty good. Immediately, Diego looks at Bernardo. He's like, what the fuck? This better not be some crazy Dia de los Muertos bullshit. I swear to God, you're going to get kicked out of this house right now. And Bernardo's like, was it me? Just like not saying a word, but doing his weird ass. He doesn't even do fucking sign language, by the way. He just literally does some silent Bob just hand motions. There's no rhyme or reason to it. So,
it's in a first sign language back then, bro. Come on.
No, but yeah, like, no,
you
apparently.
Know, bro. I'm not going to say nothing, bro. This is Tim. We're going to get
it. Yeah, Helen Keller coming over to
bro,
the
fucking... To be fair, Tim,
I don't know the history of ASL bro, or anything like that. Bro, I'm Tim. Just saying he's not using any Tim. Like deliberate
don't
language.
Be mad,
he's just
bro.
Like...
Don't be mad, bro, if we get a comment of a bunch of hand gestures. That's someone in sign language cussing you out in the comment section.
Why would they do that? Bro. They'll just type that shit out. What do you mean?
I know.
What the fuck?
You're fucking racist, come after bro. You now. That's fucking racist as fuck, bro.
You're just going to see a bunch of uhs, hand signals, bro. And then they're going to put in parentheses, translate that, bitch.
That's why Zora didn't have a fucking sign language.
Oh, God. So,
there, is so that the like, response you want, Tim?
So they're like, all right, well, what the fuck then? Who the fuck knows who we are? How do they get the body in here? Is that my actual fucking horse? Go outside and check. No, it's not. Okay, good. Jesus Christ, how the fuck do they do this? So they notice on the note, there is a little speck that looks like a bloodstain, but faintly smells of wine. So they're like, well, the only place we can fucking go to figure this shit out is the tavern, but everybody's a goddamn suspect. So they're walking in there paranoid as shit. Literally anybody, a teeny tiny fucking kid at this point could be a murderer. They have no idea. So they go in, they walk up to the tavern owner, they try to finagle some way to ask about this little stain that they found. They don't show him the whole note. They just cut out a little square because they don't want him to see that they know who he is. And just as they're about to reveal, just as about the tavern owner is about to say, like, yeah, actually this kind of smells like, and he's about to say the name of the wine that he thinks it is. At that point, a senorita comes running in, screaming, hey, fucking, where the hell is my brother? He didn't come home last night. And all of a sudden, Zoro and Bernardo look at each other like, shit, is that the body? Fucking who knows? They walk over. They try to see what's good. They ask her, what's going on? She goes, he came into town to help me set up shop last night so we didn't have to waste too much time, but he didn't come back home. So they go over to where the shop is supposed to be. They find it's a mess. They rummage around. They find it's another cop, but this time, again, dressed up as Zoro, with a note saying, getting closer, right? And so immediately, they're like, well, we need to get fucking Garcia over here. Where's the big sergeant cop? We need him over here. And Corporal Reyes is like, he left town last night. He was supposed to take the shit over to Monterey, the shit from the cart. And suddenly, it dawns on Diego that Garcia mentioned the fucking wine that he was wanting to drink last night. So they ask the tavern owner, hey, what was that wine? And it is indeed the same brand. So now the fat sergeant is a suspect.
Good one, Tim. Real good. I like
Fuck it. You. Keep going.
Okay. Wow. I can't say nothing without it being judgmental now.
I think he's being genuine on that one. That was actually pretty good. That was better than the first act.
No, it wasn't, Roth. It
wasn't. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, there it is.
Shut the fuck up.
It wasn't rough. I'm not going to lie.
Shut up, bro. Shut up.
If he wants me to be genuine, nah.
That's what I'm saying. Keep going.
No, it was cute, though. Wow. I'm just wondering where the Halloween scary shit is, bro.
No,
right
you're
now,
not. Just hurry up and go with your act,
No, I'm being real. Tim, where am I at where I'm scared? Think about it. I got three.
Where am I scared with your shit? I'm laughing. I'm not scared.
No, he's not. It's pretty funny. I get it, but
Halloween comedy.
Yeah, thank you. Nothing wrong with it. And I'm
what
laughing
is yours?
With it. That's
what
fine.
Is yours?
Mine's a fun little whodunit.
It's a Zorro. It's a class. He wrote it's a Zorro an actual whodunit. Classic Zorro story.
Okay, so continue. Yours is more legit.
No.
But you have no interest. There's no point. Continue. You're having more fun with yours.
No, we're having more fun with Bandino and Rodriguez. Is their names? Yeah,
it's Jose and Sanchez.
Oh, Jose! I just tried to guess two Mexican names.
And then I think there's a Bernardo somewhere in there, and
yeah, there's a Bernardo. Yeah, it's like and one Frank of them is doing too. This. I guess. I mean,
it's the essay.
And wine. We're left on wine. Act three now. So the sergeant is guilty.
Can we just go on to your act two already?
I'm just saying, bro.
We're just saying two. Come on. Act two. Come on, boo.
We don't have to torture ourselves with my bullshit. That's fine. We've made it clear we're not having fun with mine. It's okay.
Oh, no. We're having fun with yours.
Well, we're having fun with yours.
I'm definitely enjoying the story, but Boo's taking it to a different level. He's having fun in a whole different way.
We're left off where these motherfuckers are sitting there at the river, Snowball River. And for some reason, Snowball River has a really, really bad population to be a spot where hookers and johns do their thing at. So it was known for that. A lot of snowballs happen in Snowball River. The young rookie is like, I've never seen anything like this before. Bosco. Like, this ain't new to me. This is some shit we see all the motherfucking time around here, and especially on Snowball River. So they take the cart that goes to Truffle Butter, the number one, all vegan sex toy shop and come soon to be Bud store in Golden Shower. They go to it. When they go to that, and that's owned by the Huck Finn crime family. Now, the Huck Finn crime family is known for having a deadly group of goons called the Finn Sins, the Huck Finn Sins. And those are pretty much like Sloth, Raph, Envy. So when they roll up to the club, one of the members, we're going to start off with Pride. Pinocchio was sitting there checking IDs and scoping the scene, seeing what's going down. It's a hard place to get into. They heard they do a lot of freaky shit up in there. They serving two types of cucumbers up in there. They see him, Pinocchio, up there chilling, and he's known as Pride, Sin Pride, because he never lies, because if he lies, bad things happen. They're sitting in front about to go in to interview Finn about this. Why was this car put on three hookers? Before that could happen, King Kong broke out of jail, so they had to go handle that. That's act two.
Again, I'm sitting here laughing, wanting this to be an animated movie. It's a funny comedy. It's really good.
It's a murder mystery right now.
But I'm not scared is the point I'm making.
I think that we all suck at making scary stories, to tell you the truth.
No, here's the thing. We're not a Fast Signal. It's supposed to be a comedy horror.
I know.
I'm only bringing that up because you were asking me how am I supposed to be scared?
Bro, more bodies in mine than you got in yours, and Roth got more bodies in ours. You got one dead body and a bunch of guessing who did it.
The amount of bodies does not look it. Whatever.
Then all the Terminator movies and Rambo movies and fucking every movie that's in that kind of genre would never have existed.
Bodies count. A horror movie isn't a movie about running the whole time and no one's dead.
But if I'm watching Rambo watching the body count, I'm not scared. I'm having a good time.
Tim, what's the number one reason for a horror film? The matter of life and death. If there's one death in your fucking shit, then all right, guys, we know it's not us.
If we agree that we're the Fat Signal and we're not out making legitimate horrors, why was the point even brought up then?
You brought it up.
No, you brought it up. You said my shit wasn't scary enough. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, we're
this
doing
is
that
your idea.
Oh, is that what
yeah.
we're doing?
Yeah. I thought we were making like the best comedy horror we can make.
All right, Tim. Go ahead, bro. You're making no sense right now. Go ahead. So we're left off at the bar now with the wine. Continue.
Oh, it's Roster.
Is it your turn? Okay, so.
I can't wait to see where act three goes with the bar and the wine.
All right, so this is the final act. So you hear the little girl laughing. Dorothy and Alice both turn around. And what do they find? The fucking scarecrow pops out of the fucking floor and just stabs the fucking Alice with a metal pipe through the forehead. She's dead. And that's it. She's staring at Dorothy. And then out comes our protagonist. Here's Snow White laughing her ass off. Her face is all covered in coke. Lets her know that she's not going to be no hoe. She's taking over her business. And then the scarecrow and her go proceed to finish eating her alive. The end.
Act three of yours, Tim. Good shit, Ralph. I like yours. I could see yours is like Winnie the Pooh and Honey type shit in a way.
It was, you know, kind of like that.
Act three, bottle of Dom Perignon. All right, let's go.
What's the point?
You're an asshole. I'm going to act like one. Act three, Dom Perignon, red, please. That's where we were at.
Yeah, that's where we're at. And that's how it ends. You're absolutely correct. Act three is done.
Fucking shit. You can't do that to me, Tim.
You
Fuck
can't.
You.
You're not.
Fuck
He's
you,
going to embarrass
bro.
Himself.
Finish
No, Ralph. We're not going to continue.
I'm already embarrassed.
Ralph, we're not going to continue.
I'm already here in the embarrassment pit. I don't like my story anymore. You guys make me feel insecure about it. It's bullshit.
Listen, brother, you need a hug.
Yeah, Ralph's was better than yours so far. But let's see how Act 3 turns it around.
I don't want
it
now. I don't want it. I'm done with it.
Nah.
Come on, Tim. Come on, buddy. Mm-hmm. Come on, buddy. Come on. Come on.
No one wants to hear about the fat sergeant being roasted like a pig. No one
I
wants to hear
know
about
what's
the
happening
other fucking
here.
Soldiers
he knows
being
the wine.
Too.
Here's the name of the
and
wine.
And no one wants to hear about the stupid sergeant being the actual villain the entire time. Who fucking cares?
Oh,
Who cares?
Wow. That's pretty good. That's a fucking that.
That's a good Quentin Tarantino flip.
Fuck you both. Let's go.
What do you mean?
I didn't
bro?
Expect that. I didn't expect the sergeant to be the one that was doing it. I thought it was Zorro.
No, who gives a shit now? Who cares?
I thought it was Pedro.
Oh, the deaf guy, the deaf guy.
Or no. Is it you Bandino? See what
I, Bernardo.
Can you hurry up with
Bernardo.
Your
Bernardo? So it was Bernardo. I thought it was Bernardo, Roth.
No, I thought it was Zoro. I thought it was going to come out with like a surprise and it was Zoro fucking killing people at nighttime and shit.
Yeah, Zoro being like a schizo or something. Like
fucking
cool.
Fuck this. I'm done fucking saving you motherfuckers. I'm going to kill you now.
Pull out a dildo and he's like, when I said fuck you, I meant literally.
Would have been a good ending.
Tim, it sounded great. It was awesome.
It was great, Tim.
Mm-mm, I don't believe a word.
Tim, it was your fault because here's why. You sat there when I'm sitting there literally listening to your story, trying to get into your story, get into
I don't need the defense. Go with your act three. Sergeant roasted on a pig, dead bodies. Stupid sergeant did it. Bang, bang, bang. Done.
Who uses the gun?
Yeah, and how did we get to the bar where they had the poison smearing off?
And Zoro doesn't shoot guns, fucker.
Yeah.
That's why I had him shoot one in the beginning to be like, oh, wait, what's he doing shooting the gun?
One fucking
gun. Yeah, because they only have single shot guns. They're fucking, they're busy doing this the entire time.
Oh, whoa, Tim. Whoa, hold that. Tim, from the Discord. You're good at that. So slow down. Whoa. Do it again.
That shit was funny. How do they know that gun?
They're fucking masturbating their guns by putting the goddamn fucking gunpowder in there.
It's like I've never seen him move that fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you guys got it. That's it.
All right, guys. Kick the beat. Tim literally gave us a fucking corner. I can give you a shitty act three. All right, I'll give you my act three. Somehow, some way, it ends up with a motherfucking King Kong and motherfucking Moby Dick having a baby. Andy.
See how much more simpler and effective that is? We should have done that from the beginning.
No, I could have done that, but I couldn't do
Comedy
that.
Comedy Network, we love you. Hit that like,
that
subscribe, everybody.
Scene? Huh? Like is it a montage scene? Like you see them doing it and then it progresses to them like having a baby or what?
Depending on what kind of CGI we're doing and what kind of angle we're doing. If we're doing all cartoon, it's just gonna street anime porno.
So it is King Kong impregnating
yes.
Moby Dick?
King Kong's giving it to Moby Dick.
Like how though?
I need to know.
How? Yeah. How? You want to know how? Gotta watch the movie to see how.
He wants.
I really hope it gets made.
First Fast Signal production.
You got that one, and then somehow from the Club of Truffle Butter. Leading in between Truffle Butter, the club they walked in, and Kong breaking out, Kong making love to Moby Dick, Robin Hood gets a sex change and becomes Robin Hood.
Right on.
Truffle Butter sounds like a, like, you know, they have hot yoga. That's like a hot bar. Like they don't have the AC running.
No, Truffle Butter's cold, bro. You smell all the ass and dick from the other rooms when you're in the restaurant. You can
should have elaborated on that. That's the most horrifying thing you've said yet.
Shut up. Yours is about some tainted ass motherfucking Remy Martin. I don't want to hear about it. Don't drink Remy Martin.
It was Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon? Or was it that Cristal?
Well, it was wine, right? What kind of wine was it, Tim?
I don't fucking know. I don't drink wine like that.
See, we didn't even get into the fucking drug infest orgy that was going to happen later in my shit.
Who's doing the song thing again?
You should too. You should this week. We started all over. We started fresh. Go ahead, Tim.
I hear there's a new.
Oh, God. No.
I'll cut that out.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh.
Be good humans.
Why'd you say that, Tim?
I know, bro. Why'd you say that, bro? No, Rob, stop. You got your one, bro, where we don't interrupt you. I'll start talking shit now. You keep going on with that human shit.
No, I didn't do that. I was getting along to the fucking outro.
Big human.
I'll fucking have a heart attack. I'm going to start coming up with one. Fuck all humans.